Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated, laid the foundation and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh's aspirations and Viksit Bharat's hopes. He said the country has focused extensively on physical, digital and social infrastructure over the past 10 years.
साथियों आज भारत की ताकत सिर्फ हमारे हथियार ही नहीं है बल्कि हमारी एकता भी है एकता का यही भाव हमारे एकता मॉल्स में मजबूत होता है देश के अनेकों शहरों में एकता मॉल्स बनाए जा रहे हैं
The WAVES declaration was adopted yesterday during the global media dialogue and the member nations agreed to collaborate on giving voice to traditions and heritage The participating countries agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and disinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. They also agreed to support content that respects human rights and cultural sensitivities while fostering cross-border collaborations to deepen shared understanding. The declaration further acknowledged the critical role of media and entertainment in promoting development and harmony. The member nations also recognized that AI can enhance market efficiency, creativity, and audience engagement and seek to ensure its ethical use by minimizing harms and reducing biases. Former Governor of Orisha, Maharashtra and Gujarat and former Chief Minister of Nagaland Padma Bhushan Dr. S.C. Jamia has urged Nagas to unite and reflect on the foundational values upon which the state was once formed. Dr. Jamia said this yesterday while speaking at Cultural Connect, organized by Our Youth Forum Dipupar in collaboration with Northeast Zone Cultural Center Dimapur. He said, now is the time to have serious introspection and retrospection about the entire landscape in the beautiful land of ours.
This is the time to have serious introspection and retrospection about the entire landscape, political, social, economic, and religious in this beautiful land of ours. I have no hesitation to state categorically that Nagaland, the regions of this corner of India, inhabited by the Nagas, was chosen by the Almighty for his own purpose.
Dr. Jamia emphasized that the future rests with the youth, urging them to broaden their perspectives and reject narrow-mindedness and division. He encouraged them to learn from history without being bound by it, emphasizing their responsibility to build a better Nagaland. Dr. Jamia called for a collective effort to polarize the different elements, disturbing unity and create a common Naga identity based on forgiveness, unity and shared purpose. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipyu Ryo, inaugurated Deputy Commissioner's bungalow at Mogokchun yesterday. Dr. Ryo mentioned that the DC bungalow of Mogokchun is a historic place in the state and has historical significance since the British occupation of the Naga Hills. He lamented that several precious artifacts and materials which were of cultural and historical significance and part of this bungalow had been lost over the years. Therefore, the Chief Minister appealed to the administration and other officials to keep a proper record of the properties. Dimapur police has arrested a person posing as a medical doctor practicing medicine without the required medical degree. The accused, Albert P. Lotha, a resident of NST Colony Dimapur, had been practicing as a doctor in Dimapur since 2014 without registering with the concerned authority. He was arrested following the complaint filed earlier this year by Nagaland Medical Council members. Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kavithato Sopie yesterday informed that a case has been registered under relevant sections of the Nagaland Medical Council Act 2014 and other applicable laws in this connection. Mr. Sopie said investigation is going on to determine the harm caused to innocent patients unaware of his activities. Police have urged the public to exercise caution while seeking medical treatment to verify the qualification and credentials of medical professionals prior to consultations for their medical ailments. The public has also been urged to report in case of any suspected person practicing without a valid certificate. And Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has declared the final results of the Common Educational Services Examination 2024. NPSC informed that candidates can access the results from the Commission's notice board and website at www.npsc.nagaland.gov.in. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.